Thank you for letting me visit with you today for a couple of minutes. I hope that you're doing well, and I know that this week we have a couple of special events. Tomorrow on the 7th of May is the National Day of Prayer, and it certainly is a day in which our nation needs to go to its knees, be praying for God's intervention and God's grace in our country. I hope that you'll set aside some time especially to pray, possibly fast for a meal or the day, and to join us for one of three of our virtual prayer meetings. So be sure to check those out and join us. And then this Sunday is Mother's Day. Traditionally, our youth have led the services on Mother's Day, but that won't happen this year. We want to have them have an opportunity to do a youth-led service when everyone can be together. So they do send their love, but we will have to postpone that special kind of celebration, but we'll still celebrate Mother's Day together through our live stream service. This past week, we all learned what really doesn't come to a surprise to us, probably, that the schools will be closed through the rest of the school year. I think it's a time for us all to step back and redouble our efforts and really ask God to give us courage to continue to press on with the limits and the circumstances we have. A verse of scripture that comes to mind for this week is from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, where God says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." The nation of Israel was about to enter into the promised land. They were going to face giants and all kinds of difficulties. And God said, "Don't worry, I'm with you. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. I am there with you. And wherever we go, we know the Lord is with us. So don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Let's redouble our courage, redouble our efforts. We know that God will bless. And as we let Him change our lives and work in our lives, we're going to be a blessing to others. So let's continue to receive the blessing of God and be the blessing of God for those around us. Have a great day and a great week.